big end down there. Before you rise down in that hole, then take that stick and punch and twist and punch and twist, twist and scratch around in there, and you got all the crust over that rice. It'll come loose really good and dry. Then we had to take some, take a wash tub and a dish pan, what we used. We got what we wanted to put up. Not ready to stop anyway. We'd set the wash tub down, get that dish pan full of that rice, and hold it up high and pour it, let the wind blow all that husk out. If there wasn't no wind to blow, and somebody stand there with something other fan it, you know? Get the dish pan over and hold it up about shoulder high, something. Pour it over and let it fall in that wash tub, and somebody find it out there, and the wind would blow it out. That's where we got our rice.
We're talking about washing clothes. What would they use to take them? You're going to hang out your clothes. What would you use to take the clothes out to the line? What would you take them in?
Well, part of the time we didn't have nothing. We take the wash tub part of a small tub, you know. And sometimes we'd have a basket. They use baskets. They got plastic baskets now they use, but don't last no time.
Although you mentioned that, you know, you talk about the barrels and the cage. What do they call them? Steel things that go around the barrels?
Barrel hook.
The whole stain
thing. The stain was kind of bent already, you know. And then they cut that away. And they cut the way they all round the bottom and round the top, inside a little bit, about an inch. They cut a ring in there. And then when they put the barrel together, they put that bottom. The bottom kind of tapered where it goes down, and then they put that stave on that barrel stave up there and knock it in that, knock that bottom in it, and then put that barrel hook around the bottom, and that holds it together. Then they take one in and knock it on down further. Keep knocking them on down. One, the bottom of the barrel is not as big as the other, you know, it's the middle. And they have to put them on both ends. Put a little one like on the top and the bottom of the barrel, and then in the middle of the barrel is bigger, they have to have a bigger barrel, bigger hook.
What would they call a man who laid the barrel? Did he have any special name?
Yeah, what did they call him?
They ever call him a cooper or anything like that?
Cooper, yeah. An old Turpentine nigger over on Lake River, there was a Turpentine still there. Well, there was one out here too. And the old nigger would stand there all day and make them barrels.
Yeah.
Cooper, that's what they are.
You know, like some of the stuff that women did, you know, like washing dishes. What did you call them? You know, the rag and a piece of cloth that the woman would wash the dishes with? That you call that the
dish rag?
What about the one that dried with?
Dry rag.
What about the one, you know, the small square that you use to wash your face? What did you call it?
I don't know what they call that.
Washcloth?
Washcloth, yeah.